I thought about how that whenever I was young, I remember a man come to church on Super Bowl Sunday. And he had always gone to church off and on. He never was real faithful. But I remember him coming that night, and he got saved. And then a few years later, he gave his testimony, and I'd forgotten. As a matter of fact, at that day, I didn't understand, didn't even think about being Super Bowl Sunday, but he stood and he said, "I got saved on Super Bowl Sunday." And he went to telling the church there about how that he wanted so bad to stay home and just watch the game, and he about had himself talked into it, but something just said, "You need to go to church." And he went to church and he heard the gospel and he got saved. I trust that today this is Super Bowl Sunday. I do believe. I trust that if you're here and you're lost, that today be the good day you get saved. Titus chapter 3, verse 1. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. But avoid foolish questions, genealogies, and contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself. When I shall send Artemis unto thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come to me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to win her. Bring Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they may be not unfruitful. All that are with me salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen. You remember Jesus as He walked here on earth in the flesh. He spoke to a very familiar verse that we would all know, and you've heard many, many times. But Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." He is the way. The way. You're here and you're unsaved. I want you to hear that. Let's just stop. He is the way. Not one of the ways. He is the way that you get saved. He is the life. You really don't know much about living until you have trusted Jesus. That is life. Jesus is life, and He gives us life more abundantly. He is the truth. There's a lot of people that say, "Oh, you know, we believe in Jesus," and then they want to add all these things to Him. They want to add to Christ Jesus alone. And in order to be saved, you have to do A, B, C, and D in order to go to heaven. And they say, "Well, we're telling you the truth." Well, the truth is Jesus is the truth. He's the truth. Let God be truth and every man a liar. So if anybody tells you anything other than Jesus, then he's lying. That's including me. If I tell you that you need something more than Jesus to be saved, then I'm a liar. You need to believe God over me or anybody else. But there's many that die in their sins unwilling to trust Jesus because they believe that there has to be more to salvation than simply turning to Christ and putting faith in Jesus for soul salvation. Got to be more to it than that. I've had some along the way that have told me. I've sat down and talked to them. Maybe they come to me and one in particular comes to mind and said, I want to be saved. And I begin to tell them that this is what you have to do. You have to understand you're a sinner. God's opened your eyes. You know that you're a sinner. Man didn't tell you that. You know, somebody didn't say it's time to join the church, but rather God showed you you're a sinner. And whenever you realize that, you turn to Christ, you put your faith in Jesus for soul salvation. And them look at you and say, there's got to be more to it than that. If that's you here tonight, there's got to be more to it than just believing in Jesus. Why? Why has there got to be more to it than that? What did you do to be lost? Well, Brother Brad, I'm a sinner. Yeah, I know that. That's a good answer. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But what did you do to be a sinner? Well, I sinned. I'm going to tell you something that may shock you. The reason you're a sinner is because you were born. That's the reason you're a sinner. Because you were born. The gene of sin was passed on to all mankind. You were sinning before you ever knew what sin was. And whenever God opened your eyes and you saw yourself a sinner, you realized, my goodness, I've been sinning all this time. That's me. I'm a sinner. I've been sinning. But God now holds you accountable for it. God has charged you with sin. He showed you you were sinning. So it wasn't hard to become a sinner and be lost on the road to hell. It was as simple as you being born. You were born into sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's not to take all of that off of you now. You are a sinner, but you were born that way. And so just that simple, you were born into this world and your eyes are open, you're lost, and on the road to hell. Why wouldn't a loving God say, I'm going to fix it? Well, all they got to do is just believe in Jesus and they'd be saved. Everything's about Him anyway. All the glory, everything that was made is because of Christ. Mankind created because of Him. The world created because of Him. It's all about Him anyway. And so if you just believe in Jesus as your Savior, He'll save you. So I ordered a used book. It's printed back in the late 70s by a Baptist preacher years and years ago. It's out of print now, but that's why I bought it used. I don't normally buy them used, but I bought this one used. And inside it was tucked, a bookmark was tucked in. And probably left there because it wasn't a Baptist that left it there. It was, I won't say Church of Christ, left it there. But maybe it was intentional, maybe it wasn't. Maybe somebody just read and left it, but it was right in the front cover. So the first thing, when you open it up, that's the first thing you see. And it said, the way to heaven. I said, I wonder what this is going to be. Because most of the time, they're not worth the paper they printed on. But it had 11 steps to get to heaven. If you want to get to heaven, you've got to obey these 11 steps. And it started off, you have to hear the gospel. Okay, we accept that. In order to get saved, you got to hear the truth. The Bible tells us that. And He gave a verse. Everything He put on there had a verse. And this was a personal thing from some man that went to Church of Christ in Texas. Got to hear the gospel. Give a verse. You got to believe in God and Jesus. Okay, I can go along with what he said there because God, Jesus is God. He's just as much God as God the Father is God or God the Holy Spirit is God. There's three that make up the Godhead. They're all three equally God and they all agree in one. And so he said, you got to believe in God and Jesus. Gave a verse. Then you've got to repent of a verse. Then you've got to confess. You gave a verse. Then you've got to be baptized. And that's part of salvation. In order to get to heaven, you've got to be baptized. And then, really the verse, that didn't even jive. But he put a verse about baptism there. And after that, you've got to worship with Christians. That's part of getting to heaven. You've got to worship with Christians. You've got to pray to God often. So if you forget to pray to God today, then, well, you have done messed up. You got to get saved again because you've lost it. And you've got to, it goes on from there. You've got to sing spiritual songs. It's all part of getting to heaven. You've got to sing spiritual songs. You've got to partake in the Lord's Supper. Part of it. And you have got, he worked this in there too. You got to give. You gotta make sure you give, and so he worked that in, and you got to study. Make sure you study your Bible all the time. That way you can go to heaven. And I'm in no way I'm not trying to make fun of these things, because everything I just said, that these things are important. It's important that you do, once you get saved, that you need to be part of worshiping Christians. And once you're saved, you need to pray to God. You need to make sure that you pray. You need to sing in spiritual songs. It's good to partake of the Lord's Supper. That is such a blessing. It's so humbling to be able to come and remember our Lord and His body being broken and His blood being spilled. It's important we come together to do that. And giving is important. God loveth a cheerful giver. But do all these things, these 11 steps, and you'll be able then to go to heaven. So many people believe that it's Jesus plus. In order to go to heaven, it's Jesus plus. And to say it's Jesus plus is to say Jesus did not do enough. And so I've got to fill in what Jesus left off. And that's just foolishness. When Jesus hung his head and died, he said, "It is finished." He finished salvation. There's nothing else I've got to do. He finished it. And then he rose the third day to prove to everyone he has power over death, hell, and the grave. He has overcome, and we can overcome through Christ. But if you notice here, the word we just read tonight, he said, we Christians were sometimes foolish. We were sinners, but we turned to Christ. And it's according to His mercy, which He shed upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. It's through that mercy that we have been made justified. We have been justified by grace. We have not been justified by being good enough to get there. It's not Jesus plus. It's not Jesus and let me do enough that I can then be justified to go to heaven. Here's the all important thing I want you to get. He said, they which believed. And I don't normally try to play on words too much, but that's past tense. They which believed. They which believed. Once they believe, now it's profitable to maintain good works. But I say they which believe, that's so important. They are not believing and being saved. They believed, therefore they are saved. I have a place where I go back to that I trusted Christ and I am saved because I trust Him. It's not I'm getting saved because I'm trusting. And there's a lot of religion out there. That's what they're teaching. You're getting saved by trusting every day. And so when you're a child, you grow up and you know about Jesus, you're believing, and so you just really, you're saved and you just keep on believing, and you're at an age now where it's time to join the church and you just keep on believing, and you just try to hold on to that all your life. And there's people come to a point where God begins to convict them, maybe something bad happens in their life, and they say, I have lost faith. I don't believe.
And they say, well, I lost salvation somewhere now. No, you didn't.
When God convicts, you put your faith in Jesus for soul salvation. He saves you and seals you until the day of redemption. And it's not up to you. They believed, therefore they are saved. Look at verse 8 again. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly. That's why we need to affirm constantly. Because the devil is going to use something like, oh, it's Jesus plus, in order to cause people to fall. Affirm constantly that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. Well, why do I need to be careful to maintain good works? These things are good and profitable unto men. It is profitable for you that I live like Christ. It's profitable unto men. It's not just good for you, it's good for me, because there's some reward that is waiting for those that live faithful unto the Lord. But more than that is, verse 14, and let our eyes also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. Maintain good works means we are fruitful. A child of God does not strive to offer up a life of good works to hold on to salvation. It's profitable for sinners to see that good is produced through Christ. Whenever you live like Christ, others get to enjoy the benefit of Christ like you do. So you didn't get saved except somebody showed you Christ. That's what the church is for. That's why we preach. That's why you live as Christ, because I guarantee you, you can go back and you remember somebody that was a blessing to you, the reason you saved today. So we are to be careful to maintain good works. The more surrendered and fruitful our life is, the more others cannot resist the power of the gospel. But whenever we begin to live like the world, our gospel gets watered down. Or not, you can't even see it. It's covered by a bushel. If our gospel's hid, it's hid to them that are lost. It's profitable that you maintain good works. The unsaved, listen to me here tonight. You will not find salvation with Jesus plus. I remember whenever I was a kid. Medicine's a lot better now than it used to be. And I say that, and y'all laugh at me because y'all say, son, you don't even know. I tell you what I do know. I know what castor oil is like because I got a bottle at the house, and it's still full. If you need some, I got it. You can borrow it. But as Alka-Seltzer, y'all remember just Alka-Seltzer? Just Alka-Seltzer before it was Alka-Seltzer Plus. Just Alka-Seltzer. It was nasty, too. It didn't have no orange flavoring in it. It was just Alka-Seltzer, and it had no sugar or anything to help it go down. It was pretty rough dose. Mama believed that for everything, because I as a kid had bad allergies. And wasn't no such thing as allergies. You just, well, your nose is running. It's time to get some Alka-Seltzer. And I'd have to hold my nose to drink it. Now they got Alka-Seltzer Plus, and I'll tell you what, it's better. Not as, it's still not great, but it's better than it used to be. Alka-Seltzer Plus. It's got extra stuff, supposed to help extra things, and it tastes better than it used to. I like Alka-Seltzer Plus. I use it time to time. Once upon a time, there was just Disney, Walt Disney, Mickey Mouse. Now they have Disney Plus, and apparently it's better, and you got to pay more for it. Looks like everything on TV is going to be that way for long. It's going to be something plus, and plus means it costs you more. But that's the direction things are headed. You pull up for gas, you got options. You can buy regular, the cheap gas, that's what we call it, gets cheap gas, or you can buy plus. I think even beyond, is it plus and then premium? You get even beyond plus is premium. And supposedly it's better. Might get a little better gas mileage if you get the plus. I'm going to tell you something tonight. To be saved is to trust Jesus. He is the way, the truth and the life, and His way is perfect. And there's no plus. There's nothing you can add to it anyway. What could you add? Well, I can try to live better. I tell you what, get saved and let God help you live better. I remember at Christmas one time, I got a toy. It was a remote control car. And you just have to understand, I don't mean to stand up here and just portray that I was some pitiful little, you know, like redheaded stepchild or something. We had things, but Christmas was very special because that was the one time of year where we actually got a good bit of things. And I remember I went to Grandma's and somebody drew my name and I opened up the present and it was a remote control car. And I thought, that's the greatest thing I've ever got in my life. That's awesome. It was one of those that had the cords too. You had to follow it around everywhere it went. Nowadays you can sit on your porch and fly a drone to Purvis if you want to. But boy, I just follow that thing around everywhere it went. And I opened up, that's the best thing I ever got. Oh, I'm so glad. And then it said, batteries not included. Nowadays, even the batteries included and everything. That's good. That's plus. And it's good. Batteries not included. And I thought, I can't even use it. And it almost made me resent the gift because what good is it if I can't use it? I'm not going to push it around. And used to Christmas, everything was closed. You didn't run out to Walmart or gas station to get batteries. It was, and it seemed like everything closed about a week around Christmas time. Or either I was just impatient, one or the other. But I think a lot of people look at salvation that way. Well, I know it's with Jesus, but I still got to add to it. It's about like getting something that don't have batteries. Well, salvation is there and I need to get it. And it's through Jesus somehow, but I know I've got to put batteries into it. No, you don't. You don't add nothing. You add nothing to it. Jesus didn't give us salvation and then tell us, get the batteries to make it work. He paid it all. He did it all. And in order to have salvation, what you have to do is receive a gift that's been extended to you by faith. Accept it by faith. I believe what God has done is good enough. I believe that. See, salvation is finished. You just need to accept it. Once you're saved, help others find Jesus by letting your light shine. And look forward to some reward that comes through faithfully serving Him. But don't try to get saved by working. That's the definition of false religion. Trying to get saved by working for it. If you're lost, will you trust Jesus? Believe on Him for soul salvation before it's too late. Don't try to add anything to it. Don't try to take anything away from it. It's Christ. Trust Him. Last person.